Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show this morning. We're meeting with very special guest, Mark Mealy, who's the Vice President of Franchising for the Rita's Franchise Opportunity. And if you're a frequent listener to our weekly franchise radio show, then you already know what fans Don and Marty are of Rita's. And Rita's is celebrating their 25th year of being in business, and that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews, so stick around because we've got a great show.
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth Advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. How are you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
I'm doing great this week, Marty. How are you?
Doing great as well. Nice weather here. I'm actually in your neck of the woods today. I'm in New Jersey. And I guess you can call it our New Jersey studios, right?
Yeah.
The beauty of the show is you can actually be anywhere and everywhere to do our weekly radio show, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, and it looks like it's a beautiful day out here today. So, yeah. Anyway, last show, Don, we met with Ronald Kaminsky, who's the CEO of Big Mouth Advertising, and also Chuck Pasternak, who's the director of franchise sales for Big Mouth as well. And Big Mouth Advertising offers effective, state-of-the-art, scrolling mobile technology and exists to provide businesses with a creative solution, helping them break through today's media clutter with high-impact, geographically targeted, and in-your-face advertising. I love when they say that.
Yeah.
Pretty good show last week, huh?
Yeah, they did a great job, Marty, discussing the franchise's service and, you know, why it's going to be growing and being successful around the country. I really like their, I mean, you know, you and I are marketing and sales guys, so
right.
I love that type of business, that niche type of advertising program they have. It's, you know, it's really interesting. Companies are looking for a, always an advantage, an edge
mm-hmm.
with,
something
between
different.
Their competition, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, there's so much out there today to choose from, you know. I mean, what do you go with? And, again, this is something different, you know. And, you know, there's a statistic out there, Don. I don't know if I mentioned this on last week's show because we had a lot of great information, but when I teach my marketing students, I think the average person typically sees anywhere from 3,500 to 5,000 ads in a day, you know, and most of us have the capacity to filter that information, you know what I mean? So, if you see a television commercial, you know, do you change the channel or do you watch the commercial? Probably in most cases, people will, you know, change the channel, you know.
Right.
So we, as consumers, we have the ability to filter that information. But this is something, as they say, and I think they even say it in the commercial we have for them, it cannot be turned off or it cannot be thrown out, you know. So, and
right.
You've seen the billboard. You know, we saw it in Washington, D.C. It really is in your face. You know,
right.
So, you know, whether you like the ad or not, you know, you're looking at it, you know, so it just makes a lot of sense.
And I like how really for an investor, a franchisee to come aboard and invest in Big Mouth,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the franchise is going to do everything for you,
right.
Except, you know, I mean, of course, you're going to have to manage and coordinate your business and go out there and find customers and sell.
That's it, you know. I mean, and if you wanted to even go deeper, I think Chuck was saying this. You know, he said our phones are ringing off the hook when he mentioned it. But, I mean, technically, he said you could stay in bed if you want to, if you hired a salesperson
right.
to sell it. You know, I mean, there would really be no need to go to work. I think what he was trying to – the point he was trying to get across was that, you know, I mean, it's really all about selling the billboard. You know, that's what it's about. I mean, that's the job. There's no back end – to this business, you know. I mean, they have telemarketers. They have people sending out the media kits. They're doing everything for you. I mean, this is something that you or I or, let's say, Tony's Advertising could not set up on their own because there's just too much to do with this particular business, isn't there?
Right, yeah.
You know, so it really is very important. I like this story, too. You know, we always ask about, you know, the founders' backgrounds and Chuck had a great story. I don't know if you knew this. I didn't tell you before the show, but he was a physician, you know. And but I think he was also somebody who was a true entrepreneur. I think he always had that entrepreneurial spirit.
Right.
So, you know, he got into this whole thing after like 20, 25 years of, you know, being in that business. So
should we have been calling him doctor? Did we mess up?
I think we should have been calling him doctor, and we didn't. So. You know, and the way the truck works, if anyone missed last week's show, I mean, again, you can always go back and listen to it on the archives, but the way I understand it is you have 10 ads on three different sides, don't you? It's like 10 ads on one side, 10 ads on the, I guess,
right.
back, and then 10 ads on
like
the other
scrolling
side.
Scrolling ads
you,
on the
right,
truck, yeah.
Scrolling ads, which would give you a total of 30 ads, you know, and they really have all sorts of advertisers. They told the funny story with the psychic, right? I mean, they got a call from a psychic saying he wanted to advertise his business, and you know, they're kind of joking around saying that he knew that that ad was going to work because he was a psychic, you know. So pretty interesting, you know. So they were a fun bunch of guys, you know. You could see that they're very passionate about this franchise, and I think that's important, isn't it?
Yep.
You know, when you're talking to the founders of a company. A couple other things. They the way this thing works, too, Don, is that, you know, they can pretty much ride around anywhere. You know, if you think about it, they can ride around like a football stadium where there's like, let's say, 80,000 people, you know, or you know, a beach or, you know, wherever there's a lot of traffic. You know,
right.
And this is great for, well, it's great for a lot of different types of businesses, not all businesses, but let's say you're a new business, you know, you're a new dentist or, you know, you've just opened up a new practice somewhere. I mean, it really applies to a lot of different concepts, you know. So
it's like a rolling billboard. It's pretty big.
Yeah, it really is cool, you know. And I tell you, when I saw it, you know, when I saw our ad in Washington, I said, wow, I mean, that really, that intrigued me, you know. I kept walking by it, just looking at
yeah.
it, saying, wow. That's
you
really
were a proud man that day.
I sure was. Well, I told you my dad was there, so he thought I was a big deal. You know, like, it was the first thing he saw. You know, so I said they really made me look good. So, yeah. So great show. You know, I'd love to have them back. You know, as I say, a lot of times when we do these shows, I would love to have them back in the future. You
yeah.
know, and just watch these guys continue to grow because I think they are. So, yeah. So good show. So what do we got going on today, Don?
Mark Mealy from Rita's Water Ice franchise. Just a real popular franchise. We're big fans of it, like you said before. And Mark's going to give us the update on Rita's and what's going on and the whole story, so we look forward to that.
Yeah, and we've had Jim Rudolph on our show last year, which was an incredible show. Not to put pressure on Mark, you know, listening, but he really was. He was an incredible guest, wasn't he? You know, I always say
right.
a lot of times, you know, and I think you said this, you know, I said it was like being in school with the professor, you know.
Right.
You know, and you know, Jim spoke about a lot about his history because, you know, we were very interested about him, too, as well, you know, because he has this incredible history in franchising with Wendy's and Dave
right.
Thomas. And, you
yeah.
know, somebody could really write a book about his life, you know. And now he's, I guess, steering the ship at Rita's. And, you know, out here in the Northeast, everybody, I don't say everybody, because anybody knows Rita's, you know. I mean, they really do have a cult following.
Right.
Especially in Pennsylvania, where I am, I mean, it's really incredible, Don. You go there, I mean, just to see the line. I mean, they're very quick at getting to you, but it really is incredible what they got going. And we'll talk to Mark about it. But I think, you know, we've gone as far as saying there's a cult following
right.
for Rita's, you know. So, yeah, really looking forward to that. And I know next week we have TSS Photography, which I'm looking forward to because we've never had that kind of concept on the show, have we?
No. A photography you know? Franchise, no.
Yeah, and I know you've worked with them in the past as far as financing goes and things like that. So, you know, adding another industry to our library, which is it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to next week's show as well. And then we got a bunch of others that we're going to be posting up on the website. So we got some incredible shows coming up over the summertime. So
right.
Really looking forward to that. I know you had some interesting articles for segment one today.
Yeah, here's something, Marty. Is 2009 the year to buy a franchise? This is from Riva Lasansky out of All Business. Says, almost every day the majority of Americans and an increasing number of people around the world spend money at a franchise. Whether we're buying donuts, hamburgers, or sporting goods, whether we're getting our taxes done, our carpets clean, or a package mailed, chances are the business owner we're doing business with is a franchisee. So when you're standing in line at Dunkin' Donuts or sitting in the drive-through lane at McDonald's, do you dream about being on the other end of the action? Have you ever thought about what it would be like to own a franchise? Well, you're certainly not alone. In fact, according to the Franchise Business Economic Outlook for 2009 prepared by PricewaterhouseCoopers for the IFA, there are over 850,000 franchise outlets in the U.S. alone, earning a total of $835 billion. Franchising dominates some industries. Well over half of all quick service, which is industry term for fast food restaurants,
right.
are franchises.
Wow.
Buying a franchise is not for everyone, but if you're considering starting a business this year, you should at least take a look at the franchise option. There are inherent advantages and disadvantages to being a franchisee. Let's look at the positive side first. If you buy a franchise from an established company, you are essentially investing in a proven business concept. There's no experimenting with recipes or figuring out where to source products or how much cat food people buy in a month. You don't need to come up with a catchy company name or design an eye-catching logo. The franchisor has already done all that for you.
That's a powerful, not to cut you off, Tom, it's a powerful paragraph, you know, that they mentioned there.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's really one of the incredible benefits of, again, as you say, buying a franchise. Just again, you don't have to do the market research. The market research has already been done. And, you know, for anyone who, you know, thinks it's easy to take market research, it's not, you know. And then interpreting that data and who knows if it's even correct, you know. So it's very, very expensive. And, you know, try coming up with a tagline, you know. I mean, you know, you're pretty good at that stuff, you know, and I think I'm, you know, I do a good job at it as well, but it's not easy to do, you know, to come up with a slogan and all that other stuff and logos and...
Exactly,
oh
yeah,
my God,
rough.
It just gives you a headache, you know, I mean...
just doing a business plan, which you will be doing even in a franchise investment, but imagine if it wasn't a franchise, putting together a business plan, there's so many assets of the business and startup and financing, but all that's done for you, of course,
It's overwhelming, you know, and I like how the article said, too, that there's no experimentation, you know what I mean? You don't have to...
Right.
You know, experiment. See, okay, what's going to work? What's not going to work? You know, again, the whole benefit of buying a franchise is it's a proven system.
Right.
You know? So, absolutely, that's a tremendous benefit. And again, that's why how you and I got into this is big believers in the whole franchise alternative or system.
It goes on, Marty. Franchisors recognize that every outlet carries their name, not yours. So with their reputation on the line, they do their best to make sure you are fully trained, equipped, and ready to run the business. In many cases, help is but a phone call away. You get to take advantage of their name recognition, the power of bigger marketing budget, and the know-how that can take years to learn on your own. You pay for this, of course, in the fee you pay when you purchase the franchise and the ongoing royalty fees that's collected from you, which is generally a percentage of your gross sales. Your initial investment will vary greatly depending on the industry and type of business you're interested in. These startup costs can be relatively low, less than $20,000, or fairly pricey. There's franchise investment size over $1 million. Is it worth the money to buy a franchise? Well, that depends. Buying a franchise gives you, in most cases, instant familiarity in the market. In established industries, this can make a big difference. Say you've always wanted to own an ice cream store. Opening a Dairy Queen is going to initially bring you more instant recognition in your market than, say, a Dairy Princess.
That's true. Right. We should have used Rita's in that example and changed the article. But
yeah. On the other hand, if the franchise you're thinking about buying has little name value, you want to make sure that you're getting is worth what you're paying. For instance, if you want to start a business in a field you know nothing about, then buying a franchise might make more sense since they'll show you everything you need to know to run that business. Before you buy a franchise, you need to fully investigate the franchisor, stuff we've always talked about for a couple of years. By law, the franchisor must give you their FDD, which is the franchise disclosure document, before you sign a deal. Read it over carefully. It gives you the inside scoop of what you can expect from the franchisor in return for your fees, the level of training and ongoing support you're going to get, the background of the people who run the company, and the franchisor's financials. Perhaps the easiest way to start researching a franchise is to find and speak with existing franchisees. Sure, list the franchise outlets as listed in the FDD, but why wait for the document? Call franchisees in your community across the country. So this is just a good practical article about starting a franchise.
Yeah, it's a powerful article, you know, and it really fits into the whole theme of our show, you know. You know, there's a lot of things you mentioned in that article, Don, not only calling, well, again, existing franchisees, but even calling former franchisees as well, right? I mean, you can get that information, by the way, in the FDD. And you want to call as many as possible. You know, I've heard some stories of you know, prospective franchisees calling maybe one or two franchisees, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they like what they heard, you know, and they said, hey, you know what, that's enough for me. I'm going to go for it, you know. That's not enough. I mean, you really need to do your due diligence.
Yep,
you
got to put in the time.
You know, and I don't know what that magic number is, you know, as far as how many to call. You know, I mean, it could be 50, it could be 60. But, again, the more you call, the better idea you're going to get. You know, as if this is a match for you, you know what I mean? I mean, you just want to make sure that it's a match, not
long-term relationship. You can never have enough time put in your due diligence. This article finishes up, Marty, says franchisors are optimistic. According to the IFA Franchise Business Leader Survey, more than 85% of them expect to see unit growth in 2009, and almost half believe the companies will do better this year than last.
Huh.
This is a survey from franchisors. Buying a franchise is not a decision to be made lightly. Before you join the hundreds of thousands of happy franchisees, make sure you do your research, weigh your options carefully.
It's a great article. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's we could have a whole show on that article alone. You know, I mean, whoever wrote it did a great job at it. You know, it was just mentioned a lot of great points. You know, and we could even add some different things to it. But yeah, I mean, overall, great job.
Here's Marty, an article through investors.com. Bill Rosenberg's slam dunk donut franchise by Casey Seymour. You know, most people, I guess, I mean, I'm not even familiar with the name, but one of the most famous franchises, Dunkin' Donuts, the founder was Bill Rosenberg. I mean, I never, you know, really don't know the whole history of Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I don't know either, you know, and I think at some point, again, we're going to have Dunkin' Donuts on the show. You know, I know when I was driving down to Jersey yesterday, you know, I mean, God, so many Dunkin' Donuts in New Jersey, isn't there? I mean, it's just like... It seems like every, like, 10 miles or 5 miles, and I stopped off, you know, and got myself, you know, one of those culottes, I guess, or coffee culottes.
The start soft. It says, 9-year-old Bill Rosenberg knew his sales pitch didn't work. The question was, what would? On a hot summer day in 1925, he was trying to sell watermelons in front of his dad's Boston grocery for 50 cents each. He had to get rid of the watermelons before they went bad. Passersby weren't buying. It was time for a different approach, he recalled in his autobiography, Time to Make the Donuts. Standing near a streetcar stop, he yelled at people, bring a watermelon home. Surprise your family. Impressed, people began to wander over. Soon Rosenberg had sold all his watermelons. A man on the street came into Pop Rosenberg's store and told him that his son was good as hell. He's going to be a hell of a salesman. Rosenberg, was born in 1916, kept honing his sales technique until he built the world's most successful coffee and baked goods chain, Dunkin' Donuts. He established a successful method of franchising his stores, founding the IFA in 1960. Today, Dunkin' Donuts has close to 9,000 shops around the world, $5.5 billion in annual sales.
Wow.
It goes on. Rosenberg's philosophy for sales was simple. You don't sell to people. You get people to buy from you. You say to yourself, if I were in their position, why would I buy this product I have to sell?
Right. Wow, that's a great story. And I have to tell you, I don't know much about, you know, his history as well or Dunkin' Donuts, you know, but it sounds like an interesting book I'd like to get my hands on, you know, and just I love hearing stories like that, you know. And from what I understand, too, Don, I mean, Dunkin' Donuts is growing rapidly, aren't they? I mean, in certain parts of the country.
Right.
I think it was like Tennessee. I think their numbers were pretty aggressive down there as far as expansion goes, you know. They're just going to keep getting bigger and bigger, so good for them.
Yeah, it goes on. Rosenberg's philosophy for sales was all right. I just went over that. See that you're chiming in here, messing up my.
Sorry.
So Rosenberg began industrial luncheon service in 1946 to provide convenient food service for factory workers on break. He had to keep the sandwiches, donuts, pastries, and coffee fresh and easy to serve. He thought about his experience working for two ice cream truck operators and decided it was time to innovate. He bought 10 trucks from New England Telephone Company, insulated them, and installed stainless steel shelves and a stainless steel coffee holder. The canteen truck, so common at workplaces today, was born. We were always brainstorming, finding solutions, making things work better, Rosenberg said. He was the second oldest of four children. He had a modest childhood. To help support his family, he quit school in the eighth grade. He worked at whatever provided the most profit, selling ice cream out of boxes at the beach, delivering orders for his father's grocery store, running telegrams for Western Union.
Wow.
So he did a lot of interesting stuff. When he saw that his two partners in the Bridgeport, Connecticut-based industrial lunch and service were selling items on the black market and funneling money from the businesses for themselves, it says Rosenberg balked. If they wanted to play dirty, he wanted out. Then he started his own industrial lunch and service in Boston without the two partners. So,
right.
You know, just a hardworking, clean businessman. He says integrity means when you say you'll do something, you do it. It will be done the way you said it would be done at the time you said it would be done, he said.
And, you know, and you know, those values, I mean, I think are so important, you know, when considering buying a franchise as well, you know, the whole value system of a company, you know. I know Rita's, you know, has always had strong values, you know, and a great mission, you know. So,
yeah,
I mean, that's something that you have to take into consideration, absolutely.
The article ends up here. He reinforced his message at each Dunkin' Donuts store. A person does not build a business. A person builds an organization. An organization builds a business. Rosenberg realized that customers liked knowing what to expect when they entered a store. So he set high standards for Dunkin' Donuts from the start. By trial and error, he figured out how to brew the freshest cup of coffee, what to do if a donut started to bubble when frying, and how to plow the driveway. He offered his quality coffee for free. They didn't like it. They didn't pay the 10 cents. If they did, they paid it. People loved it and paid up.
That's interesting.
So a few other things. But basically, he sold the company in 1990. But
he did, okay.
Yeah.
See, I got to get my hands on that book. It's one I haven't read, you know.
Yeah.
But it sounds like, definitely sounds like an interesting story, doesn't it?
Yeah, and he said he took a cue from Howard Johnson and found great success selling different flavors of ice cream.
Wow, that name rings a bell, Howard Johnson, huh?
Yeah.
Well, great job, Don. Great segment one, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com. Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, Don, we got a great show today. We're meeting with Mark Mealy, who's the Vice President of Franchising for the Rita's Franchise Opportunity. And if you're a frequent listener to our radio show, then you know what fans Don and I are of the Rita's Franchise Opportunity. Hey, Mark, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Marty. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Good, Mark.
Great
how
today,
are you?
Mark. Good. How you doing today?
You know what? The sun's shining here. I'm doing great, you know, because when it's sunny, guess what? We're selling ice.
Exactly.
Right, right.
Absolutely. And you're speaking to two big fans, as you know, Mark, of Rita's. You know, it's I know my wife is listening. She's one of those cult fanatics that you guys have for your franchise opportunity.
Well, first and foremost, thanks for having me on the show. You know, I'm a huge fan, and I got to tell you, every time I listen to the show, it seems like you guys are talking about Rita's.
Absolutely,
so,
you know that.
Again.
I know it's so true. You know, so
well as a matter of fact, when I used to live in a different town of Monmouth County, my wife and I were convinced the only reason why my mom would visit us is so she can stop by the Rita's, which is which was right around the corner from us.
Yeah, it sounds like
she'd always come to the house and she'd be eating her Cup. So, you know, she loved it. She's a big fan, too.
Well, this year it's exciting, too, because we've got so many new things in the way of new products at the stores. It's absolutely incredible. Sugar-free. There's just so many new ices and new products. It keeps the guests coming back again and again. So she's going to be happy this year, I can tell you.
Absolutely. Well, girls like to ask our guests where they're calling from this morning.
Well, you know, I'm in Trevose, Pennsylvania, and Trevose is in the northern suburbs of Philadelphia. I'm at the corporate headquarters of Rita's, and we call the corporate headquarters the Cool Support Center. So you'll find out once we start talking a little bit. We kind of incorporate the word cool quite a bit because obviously we have the coolest treats around that we serve up to our guests. So I'm here in Philadelphia.
That's great. I love how you use the word cool. I think Cool University, which I guess we'll talk about when we get to the training and things like that. You know, I just think it's very clever. That's fantastic. Mark, what were you doing before joining Rita's?
You know, I started franchising with the Century 21 Real Estate Corporation. This goes back to 1985. I'll give you sort of the history of what I've been up to for the last 25 years. I worked with Century 21 all the way through, you guys remember HFS, then Cendant?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So for a number of years with Cendant Corporation, HFS, Century 21. Then I was with Carlson Companies. You probably know some of the brands they own, TGI Fridays, Radisson, Country Inns, and Suites by Carlson. I spent 5 years there. Then I spent 6 years in the children's supplemental education franchise industry with Kumon Math and Reading. And then on to Rita's, where I've been VP of franchising now for 15 months.
That's fantastic.
Wow, what a background. And, you know, some of those brand, companies having multiple brands, like Cendant, being in the rental car, hotels, and, doing a few different things. And Kumon being a very successful franchise as well. So, you know, it looks like you had a lot to do with the growth of some of those concepts, Mark.
Well, we absolutely. And, you know, I feel good about the brands that I've worked for and just seen tremendous opportunities throughout the years. And now on to Rita's, where this is, wow, what an exciting brand this is. So I'm happy to be here. And we've got, you know, our footprint being in 18 states. When I looked at this opportunity, I said, what a great opportunity. We're only in 18 states with 550 stores open. We've got the rest of the United States to worry about here. This is an incredible opportunity. So, I'm really, really happy about where I'm at today. This is great.
Talk a little bit, Mark, about the history of the company, when they started franchising and everything that's gone on.
Yeah, let me take you through the history of Rita's and really how it all began. You know, in 1984, and this is the 25th anniversary for Rita, so we've been around for 25 years. Next month, we celebrate that 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
So
and that's always a magic number, isn't it, Mark? I mean, they always talk about, you know, 25 years, and it's always a very big milestone for you know, any business, but a franchise especially, you know. So that's fantastic.
Oh, you know what? You're exactly right, Marty. There aren't a lot of brands out there today, franchise brands in particular, that have been around for 25 years. That is truly a milestone. And I can tell you with Rita's and my months that I've spent here, 15 months now, this is truly 25 years of what I'll call operational excellence. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys have refined this brand and retooled it over the years so that it's really, it's just an amazing brand to be a part of. So going back to 1984, Bob Tumulo in Philadelphia, he's the original founder, and his mother, Elizabeth, they began experimenting with recipes for Italian water ice, and they started to put real chunks of fresh fruit in it. And what they found out, it was probably quite possibly the best Italian ice they'd ever tasted and ever made. And I guess from there, the concept of Rita's was born. So in 84, they opened the first store. Then in 88, they had three stores open. Once they started to franchise the brand in 1989, the family business just really took off like a rocket. And by 1996, they had opened up 100 stores. Mm. So then we go back. If we look at 2005, that's kind of a new era in the evolution of Rita's. That was when McKnight Capital Corporation, led by Jim Rudolph. Jim's been on your show. I remember the time that he was on your show. He's our CEO and chairman of the board.
Yeah,
Jim took over the brand in 2005. And Jim's background, he owned and operated Wendy's restaurants for more than 20 years out of the Pittsburgh marketplace. So So here we have a former franchisee becoming a franchisor,
right,
and all that operational background and excellence with leadership now becoming a part of the Rita's brand. So, you know, so he immediately embraced the transition and took the helm of the largest Italian ice concept in the industry. Yeah, it's really exciting to be here at this point. Now we have 550 stores open. Last year we opened 80 brand new stores, inside service stores, which for Rita's, you guys will remember, some of the stores that you probably grew up with were walk-up only stores, mm-hmm. and they were seasonal stores. Well, today it's a little bit different. We have inside service stores, so we can really take on the look and feel of a full-service frozen treat establishment. So much, much different than it was years ago.
Yeah, remember when we had Jim on, he had mentioned for the first time about the walk-in locations.
Right.
And that was pretty interesting. And, yeah, I mean, over 500 locations. I mean, it's really incredible, the growth. So now when you have an investor, a franchisee, starting to look at Rita's, there's so much to talk about. But how do you describe, Mark, to a potential franchisee now, the Rita's franchise system?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, they have a I first start to talk about the opportunity. And, you know, you go back to what people are really looking at when they want to get involved with the franchise from the very beginning. You know, they're really interested in a vehicle that will take them and help them realize their goals, dreams, and visions in life, okay, their personal goals.
Right.
And I always start with that. With 550 stores open and 200 stores in development, you know, it's really a proven track to run on at this point. Again, a proven system. So, you know, you could talk about with prospective franchisees, first of all, if they don't know the brand and they're coming from one of the states that we just opened up, for example, in Texas, you got to start talking about our unique menu. Mm-hmm. And you guys know it as well as anybody, you know, featuring the fat-free and cholesterol Italian ices, sugar-free selections, real chunks of fresh fruit, made fresh daily. These are all things that we talk about that help them understand what the brand is. And, of course, when they come in for Discovery Day, we take them down to, you had mentioned, Cool University. We take them down to Cool University and give them some treats if they have not had them before. And I'll tell you what, it's absolutely amazing what you see the smile on their face and how they really enjoy the treats. That sort of starts selling them from the beginning. You know what else is interesting, too? I find out that partners in the franchise system today have various backgrounds. And, you know, I think it's important that we focus on individuals that have a strong desire to build a successful business in their local community. And I would say that a profile of a successful partner today would include a passion and appreciation of the many benefits of franchising. They really want to have something to call their own. They want to be that independent boss, but yet be a member of a franchise system. Kind of that entrepreneurial spirit takes over, but they kind of have the sales and business skills as well. So I think it's a great time to investigate a Rita's franchise, and obviously we're looking for people that have passion and desire to reach their goals. So that's really important to us.
And that really hasn't changed, Mark, right? I was going to say with the success of the franchise, can you be, you know, you guys more selective with, you know, choosing a franchisee into your system? But I guess the bottom line is the people who are still have the passion and the vision and their personal goals are what you guys are looking for. I guess that person has a good chance to be accepted as a franchisee, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we want someone that's going to be involved. First of all, you want someone that's engaged, someone that's going to be working the business. You know, franchise partners in the Rita system today are focused on growing their business on a daily basis. I mean, that's priority number one. I mean, it's all about the sales. And, you know, their success as a franchise partner is largely going to be determined by their ability to follow the Rita's franchise system and really to market the brand at the local level.
Right.
It's a grassroots marketing campaign that's going to assist them. And, you know, they really need the community to understand who Rita's is, what we do, and then what they can expect from the store. So, yeah, you're exactly right. From an operational standpoint, I can tell you it's all about support for us. We really nurture that franchise partner relationship. So I guess to sum it up, you know, when you create a solid relationship with your franchise partners, you grow the brand. And,
right.
And that's what it's all about for us.
Yeah,
and business is never easy, and you know, so much negativeness going on today in the world and everything. It's nice to know that owning a Rita's is, you know, it's a fun business. People are happy going there. Customers are are happy. There's always the stress of being a franchise owner, always things to worry about, but it's good to have that element of your business that there's some funness to it.
Well, you hit it right on the head, and I got to tell you, you know, 25 years in franchising, all different businesses, okay, real estate, children's education, hotels, motels, and now Frozen Treat. I got to tell you, this is just a happy, amazing business to be a part of. I've never experienced anything like it. You walk into a store, and I did my due diligence prior to joining Rita's, and, you know, you get out and see some of the stores, and you walk in and you just sit there and watch the faces of the guests that come into the store. They're looking up at the menu board, and their faces are lighting up. It's an indulgence brand. Right. You know, there's not too many brands out there where you're excited about going in. And I can tell you, you know, you think about whether it's a real estate franchise or a hotel franchise or supplemental education, there's not too many people tripping on the doorstep right now to say, you know what, I really want to go in and buy some of that education today. No, you go in and buy that indulgence, that frozen treat. That's what it's all about. So it's a fun brand to be a part of, and I think that's where the passion and the motivation of our franchise partners really comes from. They just enjoy doing this.
Right.
Yeah, and I would agree with that, Mark. You know, I can't remember who this was, Don. I don't know if you remember, but there was one of our guests was telling a story about, I guess, someone owning an automotive franchise, and, you know, those customers were always coming in angry because there was something wrong with their car, you know. So this is one of those things where, you know, the customers come in happy and they leave happy, you know. So it's an experience. And, you know, even, you know, Don and I talk a lot about the economy and how the economy has had an impact on franchising and business in general. But, you know, Rita's isn't one of those, you know, expensive products. It's a nice getaway, as you say, you know what I mean? And when you go to the Rita's, in my area, the closest one is in Easton, Pennsylvania. I mean, you should see the turnout that they have over there, you know, and everybody's happy. So you would never know that it's the economy's bad right now, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's not a high-ticket item. So yeah.
Right.
You guys are exactly right. And I got to tell you, it is absolutely amazing what's happening right now within the system. We have said for a long time that, and you know, you hear this once in a while, oh, my business is recession-proof, and, you know, even though the market's bad, it's we're doing okay. I got to tell you, Rita's is unbelievable right now, the amount of business that we're doing, and it truly is recession-proof. We call it, you know, the half-hour staycation, the getaway.
Right.
You know, it's a way to take your family out. It's not, you know, some of the higher-level indulgence brands or frozen treats brands that are out there. It's not that expensive to take your family out. And you're talking about Italian ice. I mean, obviously we have frozen custard as well, but with the Italian ice, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I could eat 2-3-4 of those things a week. I mean, it's sugar-free if you want, or even the sugar. You know, it's not going to fill you up like a heavy ice cream treat. And so the stores are doing great. And, you know, I think people just want a little something to be happy about these days. So that's what's growing the brand, you know, at the store level.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Mark, one of the questions we've been asking on the show recently is, what role has technology played with Rita's? Has it played a big role?
You know what? Technology has been huge in our business, and I got to tell you, we have a proprietary system in place for our franchise partners and for the Rita staff. It's the main communication hub for us, and it controls. It's a proprietary system. It controls all the email, the sales reporting, franchise partner communication. There's even letters and video that is posted on there from Jim Rudolph, our CEO. So he goes on now and does videos. We have a CoolNet library where franchise partners can go on, and this is through the internet. This is all web access, which is absolutely incredible. So anywhere in the world, they can log on, they can take a look at their business, they can order products online, have it shipped to the store. There's guest feedback through the same CoolNet. All the store websites run through the CoolNet, and on and on and on. You know, in my opinion, honestly, it's one of the strongest systems that I've seen from an information and support standpoint. So technology, oh my gosh, it's absolutely key to our business, and it has played an important role. This CoolNet that we have in place right now it's huge. And I don't know. I think I would hope that there's, you know, other franchise companies are focused on technology as well. But you know, you go back not so many years ago, and it was just email. Okay, there was email flying around, and then some systems were created. But today, if you're not on top of technology, you're going to be dead in the water.
Yeah, no, I would definitely agree with that. You know, and again, for our listeners who aren't, if you're not familiar with Rita's, again, it certainly is a cult following with the franchise, you know, and to have that interactivity with, you know, your customers, Mark, I think that's fantastic, and I think it's very important. Even the communication from Jim Rudolph, you know what I mean, how you can have that video today, it's just wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely right, and there are people here. And you got to imagine, I mean, with 550 stores open and all the guests that we serve on a daily basis, the guests have questions, you know. So they come into us. There's one central hub here at Rita's, and there are people responsible in the Cool Support Center here that just respond back to the feedback. Now, we even have a newly created program to tell us exactly, and we section off what it is that they're inquiring about. If it's guest feedback, just a compliment, that's great. It goes into this bucket. If it's, you know, feedback because maybe something wasn't quite right at the store or they had a question, it breaks it down into several different categories so we can keep track of all this. And at the end of the day, guess what? That helps us improve store operations. And when you do that and you improve the guest relations, you've locked up guests for life. And really, that's what we're trying to do. You get these stores to operate at an optimum level and keep those guests happy, coming back again and again and again. Well, you know what that means. That means that here in the franchise department, we're going to be pretty busy. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it all feeds off each other. I'll tell you, it's really something to see.
That's great. Mark, we have to take a quick break. Can you stick around for another segment?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thanks.
That's fantastic. Thanks. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274. Thank you.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And we have a great show today. We're meeting with Mark Mealy, who's the Vice President of Franchising for the Rita's Franchise Opportunity. And, Don, I think you're up.
Yeah, Mark, tell us a good story about the most interesting thing that's happened to you at Rita's. You probably have a real doozy, right?
I've got several, but, you know, I mean, it's... I don't know, it kind of goes back. One thing that's sticking in my mind is just to see, I remember this one time walking into a store at the Rita's local store here in Ben Salem, and just watching the face of somebody that's never tried the product before.
Yeah.
There's, and especially if they're, in this one particular case, the guest was brought in by a friend. And I got to tell you, it's so interesting to see their face and the way that it lights up and they smile. First of all, they've never had anything like it. When most people think of Italian ice, they think of something that, you know, you're going to pull the top off the plastic container and eat it with a wooden spoon,
right.
You know, like a shaved ice.
Exactly.
So the guy takes them in the store. I'm standing there watching all of this, and he's really selling it. Oh, the Italian ice is going to be great. And the guy starts eating the ice, and he takes a bite. He loves it. But then he starts to eat it a little bit too fast, and he gets the brain freeze.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, you really
exactly.
got to watch yourself. But that's, you know, I don't know why that's so funny to me, but just that stands out in my mind as one of the funniest things I've seen at the store level. Get the brain freeze going.
Right. That's great. Mark, besides someone being goal-oriented, and, you know, of course, you know, you want someone to have passion who's going to be opening up arenas. What other characteristics you look for in a franchisee?
Okay, great. I think first of all, I think they've got to have a real passion and appreciation of the many benefits of franchising. They've got to have the support of their families. Okay, we all know how important that is.
Right.
They've got to have that true entrepreneurial spirit. They got to have business skills as well as sales skills. I think it's really important, again, I really try to drive home the fact that everybody's got, if you're looking for an opportunity today, somebody's usually looking at that opportunity to say, you know what, I need something that's going to help me to reach my personal goals, personal and financial goals, and something that I can be passionate about. Well, guess what? Franchising is that vehicle. It takes you from point A to point B. It's the vehicle that's going to help you accomplish your dreams and goals. And
right.
we start to get down at the Rita's level, they got a lot of things to be excited about. So I can tell you, and without hesitation, that this particular brand, once people come in and take a look at us and continue their due diligence, they get really passionate about it. So we've got to have people. And you know what? We have been experiencing now for a long time that you have corporate refugees coming out of corporate America, whether their background is in sales, whether it's in marketing, even finance, retail. Some have IT experience. But, it doesn't matter. If they have that passion for growing a business, if they have that entrepreneurial spirit and that hands-on type passion about running the business, I mean, that's who we're really looking for at the end of the day, someone that can get into this and really take it and run with it.
That's a good point you brought up with today's economy. So many just well-qualified people who've been laid off or in a tough situation, a lot of just a pool of investors with that experience in management and sales and what you're looking for, it's a good problem to have, a lot of potential franchisees.
Oh, there is. And you know what? You talk about decisions to make, too. I mean, there's over 3,000 franchise brands out there today. So,
right.
you know, at all different investment levels. So I would say for listeners that are trying to get involved in franchising to, you know, take your time and evaluate each brand accordingly. See what you really like to do and what you're passionate about. Find that particular brand, and pursue it. But do your due diligence and make sure, because this is life changing. I mean, you're
right.
going to be doing this on a daily basis, and you guys know that. I mean, it's something you got to get passionate about. So,
right,
that's what I would suggest for any listener out there that's headed down franchise road.
Yeah, great advice, Mark.
Absolutely. Did you want to talk about the training, Mark? Because I know you guys have an exceptional training program.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Once the franchise is awarded, We have, it all starts off with a program we call the Fast Start Program, and it's for all of our new franchise partners. It's a two-day training. It focuses on the essential pieces of starting a franchise, the Rita's franchise. First of all, it focuses on securing financing. We've spent a lot of time there, of course, and that's even through the pre-qualification and prior to awarding the franchise, we're spending a lot of time there with financing. Then we focus on securing the real estate, construction process, marketing, and operations and support. And it's really the first step after signing the franchise agreement. Once the lease is signed and the store is under construction, franchise partners receive 5 days of training at the state-of-the-art live training facility, which we mentioned earlier. That's Cool University. And Cool University is very close in proximity to our Cool Support Center here in Trevose. It's a 4,500-square-foot training facility with a live retail store component. So franchise partners are trained in the back. They make the product, and guess what? They come up front and serve it live in the retail store. So that's kind of cool to see that. That's 5 days. Now, in addition to Cool University, we have online courses to ensure consistency, to make sure they understand what they're doing and that it's consistent. And franchise partners are also trained, and this is pretty big for us. This just happened in the last 8 months or so. They're trained at one of our certified ICE stores prior to the opening of the store. They go in and spend 3 to 4 days at a certified ICE store, which is a high-level, high-performing store within the system. That's a franchise partner store. And they go in and they work the store. So now they even have more exposure on how to run a successful store. So I got to tell you, when it comes to training, we've really got a super team in place to handle all the components of training. And at the end of the day, we believe in giving you the tools to be successful. So in this training environment today at Rita's, you'll be assured that you've got it together.
Yeah, well said. Well, what's a typical day like, Mark, for a Rita's franchisee, I guess from like a morning time till the end of the day or when they go home?
Well, you know, and it just depends on the franchise partner, too, because there's a couple different ways that they could approach their business. I think they're all focused on growing their business on a daily basis. It's probably their number one priority. Some may choose to stay in the store and help out with store operations, whether it's assisting with making the ice, the products, because the products are made fresh daily in the store. We're not shipping in, frozen products and then trying to defrost them and serve them. This stuff is made fresh daily in the stores. So they're either working inside or they're working outside the store trying to grow the sales of the store by marketing locally, whether it's, staying in the community and reaching out to the schools, reaching out to the corporate businesses. We have a catering program. So the catering program allows you to go out and cater events at, corporate office buildings is a great one. So you can reach out to those people, and I think that's where the franchise partners love that aspect of it as well. They go out and make those connections. And then, again, through the schools, what they're trying to do is really establish themselves in the marketplace and reach as many people as possible by telling them who they are, what they do, and then what they can expect from Rita's. As you can imagine, we go into several new marketplaces, and if it's not for the troops on the ground telling people what we're all about, you just can't sit there and expect people to come in, trip on the store. You got to get out there and tell people who you are and what you do, and then once they come in and taste the product, well, I'm sure they'll keep coming back. So, again, they're focused on store operations, making the ice, and they're focused on, community outreach to grow their store.
We're speaking with Mark Mealy of Rita's Franchising Opportunity. Mark, just a quick question. In this type of business, a lot of cash-type business, what does Rita's do as far as helping the franchisee with the whole theft aspect, surveillance? It's a pretty interesting question,
as far
question,
as the
right?
Say again?
Yeah, just as far as surveillance in the shops, being a cash business, has that ever been an issue?
From a survey, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of our stores have in place right now. There's camera systems in place, and it's interesting. I was out on the first day of spring to one of our franchise partners, and as you guys know, first day of spring for Rita's is a huge event. We give away a lot of free Italian ice on that day. But this particular store had, she's the owner of three other stores, and from her one location, she's able to look at all the other store operations from the surveillance cameras that are in the stores. Absolutely amazing. And again, we talked about technology earlier. This is what's happening at the store level. You know, so I think that that is something that, you know, franchise partners need to have in place, and there's a lot of stores that have it in place today.
Yeah, and that's a big selling point for an investor, knowing they have that type of control. They always know what's going on with their location. They can see it from other locations. You know, I think a franchisee would be very comfortable knowing that type of technology you have with Rita's.
Oh, it's absolutely incredible, and you know, I think that that's something. You're right. I mean, who wouldn't want to be able to look at all your operations, you know, from a computer screen anywhere in the world?
Right.
So it's, yeah, you're right. It's a big selling point.
What's Rita's plans for the future, Mark?
Glad you asked. It's big. You know, I think it's, again, I think it's one of the things that I like most about the company is what we're involved in. So
yeah.
Let me answer that a couple different ways. First, from an operations standpoint, and then I'll talk about franchise expansion, which I really like. I can say without hesitation that our number one focus is to grow each and every store in the system, not only from a revenue standpoint, but from an operations standpoint.
Yeah.
We want to ensure that each franchise partner is delivering exceptional service to each and every guest. So we want to continue to develop those new product offerings in addition to our current product offerings, and to continue to develop more flavors of ice. And
wow,
that's really what our guests are asking for.
Right.
So, and then also from a franchise expansion standpoint, we believe in responsible, controlled growth, and it focuses on supply chain. And I know we've talked about this before with you. It's got to focus on supply chain, infrastructure, operations, and support. So I think that we really act in a way that ensures that we're well prepared to enter a new market. Because I certainly have seen some fast approaches that franchise companies have taken, and I got to tell you, it's had a real crippling effect on them.
Right.
And I think some of those companies are never going to recover because of it. So when we, from an expansion standpoint, I'd say we want to be right for the right reasons when we enter a new market. So, for example, we just entered Texas back in July of last year, and this month we're opening up our first store there. And we've got 10 others that we'll be opening up within the next, let's call it, 6 months to 8 months. But that took a while for us to get there.
Right.
So rather than opening up the whole United States, we're going to take the freight train approach and open up one market at a time and be pretty selective. So I would
say
we're focused.
Best way to do it, yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So focused on operations and growing the stores, and then focused on expansion, but responsible, controlled growth from an expansion standpoint. And I know that because, you know, several lessons have been learned over the years in franchising. You guys, I'm sure, would agree.
Yeah. Well, I've enjoyed the relationship, Mark. On the financing end, it's been a battle. You know, that'll be picking up. And you're doing a great job at Rita's, and, you know, we're just so happy to have you on today.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark, what's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a Rita's franchisee?
That's a great question, and the easiest answer is go to our website. We've got a consumer site at www.ritasice.com, or go to our franchise site, which is www.ownaritas.com. And those are the quickest ways to get information. And I got to tell you, they're brand new websites. They're awesome. And I hope everyone can get out there and get on the websites and see what we're all about.
Absolutely. And I want to thank you again, Mark. You've been an incredible guest. And as always, I'd love to have you guys back in the near future.
Well, just thank you both, Don and Marty, for having me on. I'm a big fan of the show, and I look forward to listening to more shows in the future.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Great job.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Take care.
Great show, huh, Don?
Yeah. We're looking forward to it. We're a big fan, as we've discussed, and Mark definitely did a great job. And
yeah, absolutely. And I guess you're going to go to Rita's now, right?
I'm already one step in my car.
Awesome. I'm in New Jersey today, so there's like two or three, you know, within this particular area, so very easy to get to. So I think we'll be going tonight.
Good.
So good job, Don. And again, for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com and gofranchise.com. And I'll be talking to you next week, Don.
Have a good day, Marty.
Take care.